There's good news for Australia's economy this lunchtime, with the jobless rate dropping to 5% in December. The unexpected outcome will be seized on by the government, with strong economic management set to be a key platform in the coming federal election. But economists worry the current correction in housing prices is likely to stop the jobless rate from falling much further. With the latest, I'm joined by the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan. So, Peter, how important is a 5% jobless rate as we head towards the federal election?
Well, Sam, this is undoubtedly good news for the government, and they'll be claiming credit, especially given the global and local economic headwinds. And even though it's just a slight dip from 5.1% in November, seasonally adjusted to 5% in December, chances are it might head just a bit lower to below 5%, resetting the normal level that indicates full employment. Now, this improvement comes after 21,600 new jobs were created in December. Full-time employment fell by 3,000, but part-time employment rose to 21,600. The participation rate is pretty much steady, down less than a tenth of 1% to 65.6%. Now, the seasonally adjusted underemployment rate is also down a bit to 8.4%. That's where people want more work, but they can't get it, though it's still something that economists see a big problem in the economy.
So a low jobless rate, of course, is important to the economy. But how worried are economists about the deepening housing correction?
Well, this is the big one out there, Sam. But just to put things into context, we are coming off a five-year boom where Sydney prices on average rose 72% and Melbourne 56%. AM Capital Chief Economist Shane Oliver's base case is that Sydney and Melbourne prices will fall top to bottom by 20% this year. But the recent plunge in auction clearances and deeper price falls could actually see that ending up to being a 25% plunge. And already there are signs of a broader fallout in the economy as consumers cut their spending as they see their perceived wealth take a tumble. The Banking Royal Commission has also sparked a bit of a credit squeeze, and there could be even more tremors when the Royal Commission's final report hits in just over a week's time. Shane Oliver says the combined impact on the broader economy might be enough to force the Reserve Bank to cut interest rates this year.
I think it's going to get quite a lot worse from here, but I've got to be a little bit careful there because you've got to bear in mind that the weakness we're seeing is actually concentrated in Sydney and Melbourne. So it's really a Sydney and Melbourne phenomenon, and in those two cities, the combination of still very tight credit conditions and surging supply, along with a whole bunch of other negatives, are likely to push prices down probably by another 15% or so.
You say that house prices in Sydney might fall by as much as 25% this year. That surely exacerbates risks to the broader economy.
The fall we're looking at Sydney and Melbourne is 25% from the top to the bottom. Quite clearly, the weakness in Sydney and Melbourne will exacerbate the risk to the Australian economy. As house prices go down, people feel less well off. You feel poorer, and that will impact consumer spending, which in turn will constrain overall economic growth.
Just how worried will the Reserve Bank be given that falling consumption and the falling house prices and potentially a big hit to the economy?
I think the Reserve Bank will have cause to be pretty concerned about this, and that ultimately will trigger interest rate cuts, probably in the second half of the year. But of course, if things weaken faster than I'm expecting, then it may occur in the first half of the year.
The jobless rate sitting at around 5%, which goes to the government's election message about sound economic management. But how long will that last for either the government or any incoming Labor government?
Well, quite clearly, the labour market has been quite strong in recent times in Australia. That has shown up in that unemployment rate falling down to around 5%. I think it probably will stay there a while, but the problem is that as consumer spending slows, most notably in retail sales, and housing construction activity slows, that will start to impact the labour market, result in a weaker labour market, and potentially start to push the unemployment rate higher.
AMP Capital Chief Economist Shane Oliver with the ABC's senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.